an update on behind-the-scenes gossip at the iHeartTalk Radio Network. Has Andrew recovered from not having pizza? When Tony bought pizza for everyone on Friday, but Andrew wasn't here. We'll bring you the latest. We'll get a round table together to talk about some of the biggest issues in news from the past 24 hours, plus the news that sucks. Slow News Day and all of its brilliant features, or not so brilliant, will end up the hour. That and more on News Talk Tonight.
News Talk Tonight is on with your host, Jim Richards, on the iHeartRadio Talk Network.
It was earlier tonight when this broadcaster discovered that there was a break in our iHeart news community, iHeart Talk news community, when producer Tony on Friday bought pizza for most of the staff who was here on Friday. Nice gesture. But Andrew, who doesn't work Friday, has been upset, wondering why there's no pizza for him. It's still a situation right now that is developing where Tony will talk to me and Andrew will talk to me, but they won't talk to each other. And they're in the same room. So at this point, Andrew, is there anything you would like me to tell Tony?
He stinks.
Tony, is there anything that you would like me to tell Andrew?
Andrew's being a big baby.
All right. That is the latest on Andrew wasn't here for pizza, feels left out. We will update it when updates are available. The iHeartTalk Radio Network. Just a mess in controversy behind the scenes. When things are pleasant again, you'll be the first people to know. But here on News Talk Tonight and any developing situation. By the way, you probably know that the Grammys were on tonight. We had a meeting earlier today and our boss was like, did anybody care about the Grammys? I don't know. I think a lot of people maybe don't watch network television anymore. But I don't know. Some of the performances, they do some great stuff where they'll mix people from two genres or they'll have one artist singing on another artist's song and will kind of mash things up. But I thought we would get to Daryl Sturton, who's helped us out before on The Draft, one of Canada's top music critics and the founder of the website Tonightist, joins us right now. Daryl, thank you very much for your time.
Oh, always a pleasure, sir.
So, by the way, I sent you a list earlier, and here's the list that I sent you. I hope you didn't prepare anything, because I've decided I don't want to ask you anything about this list.
Okay.
Did you prepare anything? Hopefully not.
I never prepare anything.
Okay, good. Not so much. Did I rip up that list? Because I was just joking about ripping up the list. I actually want to use it. I think the Grammys are a wonderful, say, celebration of music, but I don't know that they always get it right. And so I was looking at a list of artists that never won a Grammy, and I think, correct me if I'm wrong, because I could be wrong, but at their peak, when they were actually groundbreaking, Beatles, Rolling Stones, and a whole bunch of bands like that never won any awards. I could be wrong, but I think, I don't want to say posthumously, but looking back at, like, they win awards like Lifetime Achievement when people figure out that in real time, when they look back on history, that these bands were great. But there is a huge history of, you know, of the elite music industry being late to the game on whether it was Elvis in his time or the Beatles in their time or even hip hop in their time.
You're definitely right. I mean, I would say the Beatles got a little more recognition. I mean, they were best new group in 1965.
Okay, they did win
a couple. They did win a couple kind of at the height. But in general, yeah, you are definitely right on the money. The Grammys, like most institutions really, are more reactive than predictive. So they tend to run a few years behind the times with things. And then really, you know, the thing about the Grammys and the Oscars and any award show is they like to present themselves as these really discerning bodies who are judging the quality through sober debate and discussion by experts. But really, they're just glorified popularity contests. They're really, to some degree, like your junior high school class president election, and they're, you know, subject to the same factors: who's cool, who's nice, who's popular, who came to your party, who has all the right friends. All of those things factor into the Grammys. And then you toss in things that are specific to the Grammys, like, are you nominated in the right category? Are you up against someone who just died? So, you know, there are a million reasons why people win or don't win categories that are, you know, subject to timing and just all kinds of stuff.
Okay, something I used to know. By the way, did you watch yesterday?
I did.
Yeah, you have to. Like, you can't be Daryl Sturden without watching. I mean, if you're a music critic, you got to watch. So what did you think of the whole presentation? I got to say, like, I didn't not watch because I didn't want to. It's just that Last of Us was on. So, and I guess I could have watched Last of Us at any time. But I feel like people are consuming award shows, whether it's on Twitter or on Instagram, through just the, you know, you can watch in 5 minutes the next morning by finding out, who won by just watching the feed.
Oh, exactly. Yeah, the days when you had to plunk yourself down in front of the TV and take it in or miss it are obviously long gone. You can read the recaps. You can, you know, be out and follow the Twitter feed. You can see the performances the next morning. I watched it all from top to bottom. I thought it was a pretty good one as they go. I really liked the hip hop celebration. The 50th anniversary of hip hop was great. All those artists coming back. I loved watching Bonnie Raitt being just flabbergasted to win Song of the Year. I love the fact that she also won a Grammy for a song earlier in the day that was written by two guys from Winnipeg, the Brothers Landreth. That was a nice cool little Canadian thing.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I enjoyed watching Harry Styles win Album of the Year only because I knew that it was going to set all the Beyoncé fans just totally off the rails, as it did, of course. Back when I used to actually go to the Grammys and cover them, I was there the year that Esperanza Spalding, who is a jazz bassist and vocalist, she won Best New Artist up against Justin Bieber. And by the time she came back into the press room to talk to us, which was about 5 minutes maybe, her Wikipedia page had already been vandalized by all of Justin Bieber's fans. So, that's the Grammys. That's part of the fun, though.
I heard a whole bunch of young people arguing today, what the hell is a Bonnie Raitt? Who is that? Is that not Reba McEntire? I'm pretty sure that's Reba McEntire, but no Bonnie Raitt with a storied career. One question I don't understand is, and I think I knew this once upon a time, what's the difference between Record of the Year and Song of the Year? One is for writing and the other one is for the actual song?
Exactly. Basically, Record of the Year should be called Single of the Year. It only isn't because not all of the songs are necessarily quote unquote singles, but that's what it amounts to. It's the actual recording, you know, and Song of the Year is a songwriter's award. So you could, you know, it's not necessarily the person who performs it, and it's not necessarily, you know, the version you might be familiar with. So it is confusing and misleading, though, and they could make that a lot more simplified.
And congratulations to Beyonce, all-time winner of all time. Listen, Daryl, thank you very much for your time. Really appreciate it.
Oh, anytime, man.
Daryl Sturden is one of Canada's most renowned music critics and also founder of, check out his website because it's really great. It's called Tinnitist, and we appreciate his time and also his generosity whenever we do a music topic on the draft. He is a great contributor who we really appreciate. So in a moment, we're going to get together a panel to talk about some of the big news stories of the day. And then in about 35 minutes time, I will be going through some of the alleged slow news day topics of the past day and find out if they actually needed to graduate to real news. That's coming up. I'm Jim Richards. This is the iHeart Talk Radio Network and News Talk Tonight.
It's News Talk Tonight on the iHeartRadio Talk Network. Here's your host, Jim Richards.
I hope that you'll remember, even when you're feeling blue, that it's you I like, it's you yourself, it's you. It's you I like.
All right, thank you very much for your time tonight. Really do appreciate it. And wherever you are, whenever you would like to listen to the foremost leader in news talk radio, that is myself, by the way, just find us wherever you find your favorite podcast. It's News Talk Tonight. Just with Spotify, Apple, wherever you are, News Talk Tonight. There's an awful picture of me, or maybe it's a great picture of me. I don't know. I think it's awful, but maybe I look like that. And then you sit back and you enjoy. Oh, man, how easy is that? It's time for Slow News Day, where we try to discern if some of the things that the people during the day didn't get to are news or not. Tony, what do you have for us?
Well, we start with the Jim Richards singers again.
I haven't even heard it. And not to discourage, I guess we should just listen and, not prejudge.
Okay. A high-altitude balloon belonging to China that originally was spotted over Montana on Wednesday was shot down by the U.S. military on Saturday after it passed South Carolina. What did the singers have to sing about?
Oh, oh man.
Aren't you glad we shot down that Chinese spy balloon? When it got over the ocean, we made sure it went kaboom. But there's still a way that they can see you in your home.
Bing, bing, bong, bong.
Cause you got TikTok
installed
on your phone. Yes, we blew away.
All right, I'm going to say no. Not interested. Slow news. Get back to the drawing board. The Richard Singers.
Well, lawmakers in Tennessee have introduced a bill to replace Columbus Day with Super Bowl Monday to give everyone the day off after the big game. Here are opinions from the people around Nashville weighing in on the idea.
Most of the people are either hungover or they just don't want to come to work because the Super Bowl runs way into late hours. I think it'd be great.
Well, I would participate in any day off.
Why do we keep coming up with holidays?
It almost seems like a backdoor way to cancel a real holiday.
Why do we keep coming up with holidays? I do like the idea. I have to say it's a winner for
me. Bing, bong, bong, bing, bing, bing.
I have supported that for the longest time. You're only moving it up by 1 week if you did it here in Ontario. I know. I think a lot of the provinces have a family day or a similar day on in PEI. It's Islander Day, and it's different wherever you are. But I am 100% in favor of it, and I think that is a well-respected news topic. Right there. Thank you very much. What is that? Tennessee, or as my dad calls it, Tennessee?
Tennessee.
What is the next one?
Well, scientists out of Penn State University have invented a new smart diaper with sensors built into the paper that alert you when the diaper needs to be changed.
Yeah, we talked about this already.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go ahead.
Smarty, a connected smart brief connecting real-time health information and sharing it instantaneously with caregivers and family members. It can alert the staff when a patient's brief or diaper is wet or soiled. Monitor for abnormal body movement, abnormalities in the urine, temperature changes, and more. The Bluetooth-enabled Smarty Pup attaches to a disposable adult brief or diaper with built-in sensors that detect conditions and provides alerts instantaneously.
It's an actual product. Somebody around here may have added the sound effects in, and I am not in favor of that, but somebody added the sound effects in, but it is an actual news product. But listen, we talked about it earlier today, but that's why I'm going to call it Slow News Day. I just thought it was is the word interesting? No, I thought it was odd, but worthy of conversation, but not news.
Okay. Maybe this one. Doctors are claiming that an American man who never visited Ireland started speaking with an Irish accent after he was diagnosed with prostate cancer. Here is the 50-year-old talking before and after he found out about the cancer.
How do I love thee? Let me count the ways. Well, apparently about 1,400. Honey, I love you so very, very much. Thank you for all that you do for me.
Another birthday. Time to take the old guy oath. Raise your right hand, repeat the following. Being of questionable mind and aging body, do solemnly declare myself an old guy.
Is that? I don't know. There's a little, there's, it's a little Irish, just, but little. I'm going to say that it's not.
Music history was made at the Grammys last night. If you haven't already heard, Beyonce won 4, which was enough to break the record for the most Grammy wins of all time.
Okay, good for her. I don't want to hear the clip. Good for her. I've heard it enough. What else is Grammy-wise?
The 65th Annual Grammy Awards were held in L.A. last night, if you haven't heard. Trevor Noah from The Daily Show was the host.
I don't care. Not new.
More Grammy news. Lizzo won the Record of the Year Grammy for About Damn Time. During her acceptance speech, she went beyond speaking about herself and gave motivation to others that were watching.
Okay, good. I do want to hear motivation.
I look around and there's all these songs that are about loving our bodies and feeling comfortable in our skin. And I'm just so proud to be a part of it, because in a world where there's a lot of darkness, I'd like to believe that not only can people do good, but we just are good.
Yeah.
And anybody at home who feels misunderstood or on the outside looking in like I did, just stay true to yourself, because I promise you, you will find people, you will attract people in your life who believe in you and support you.
I do like that message. I'm going to say that it is news and important, and there you go. Time now for Jim Richards to meet the media and talk about what we did today. Media, any questions?
Jim, yes? Could you tell us again what you think of the smart diaper? Give us
the question was, what do I think of the smart diaper? I think it's stupid. I think if you're a parent that actually is attentive to your kid, you do not need the smart diaper telling you when your kid might have done something in the diaper. Any other questions?
Jim, whose side in the pizza scandal are you taking?
I want to remain neutral. If you did not know, Andrew, who is the technical board off a couple of nights of the week, and then Anthony, the other nights of the week, is upset that on Friday, when he doesn't work, it was pizza. But I'm not taking sides between you and Tony. Any other questions?
Jim, what did you think of the Brush with Fame segment where people called in?
It stunk. The callers that we got through were, I wasn't happy with it. Not for any real important reason, but I was not happy with it. Any other questions?
Jim, when are you doing the dick pic topic?
Oh, we've talked about ladies, now they feel about dick pics. We're trying to still corral some ladies to talk about these unfortunate events that they experience. Hey, thanks to Andrew and also to Tony. I'm Jim Richards. We're back tomorrow at 7 o'clock. Check out the podcast wherever you find fine podcasts. News Talk Tonight.
Goodbye, when we meet again.